This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, it's old school Ben and Woods. Good morning, everybody. Happy to be here with you live on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning to you. I got a lot of people already in the YouTube chat this morning, so thank you for being there. You can watch us every single day on YouTube. You can watch us on Twitch. You can listen on your radio, your smart speaker, the Odyssey app, of course. They have a new feature. You can leave us messages there. We are not great about checking them. I will tell you that right now, but feel free to leave them. We will try to make it a priority to get there, but always appreciate you guys tuning in. Happy Thursday to you. I'm Woodsy. To my right is the great Paul Reindel, executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning. Time quickly running out here before Christmas and the end of 2024.
It's wild that you say running out, because it definitely doesn't feel like it's running out. It feels like it's crawling out. Like,
really? For you, slowly.
Oh, yes.
I feel like it's going quickly already.
So you feel like our shows lately have just flown by?
Yeah. And the weeks are flying by until the end of the year.
Oh, my God.
We're in a different frame of mind.
We are. We are definitely in a different frame of mind. I feel like it's Groundhog Day every day. Wake up, same routine, same exact routine at night. Get up, come in here, do the show. Drags a little bit. It's the end of the year. Well, the other thing, too, is my brain is really focused on the Christmas and holiday extravaganza, you know? And that's on the 20th. Those shows leading up to it are quite excruciating because you just want to, you wish you could just take 3 days off, plan an elite show, and then come back and knock it out of the park for one more day. But you can't. You know, we got other shows that we have to do that week. But we do put a lot of energy in, well, me and Paul put a lot of energy into the creation of that show, the planning. So that's where my head is at. Hannah says, oh no, January Steve is coming. She also spelled that. She said, that's way crass. That's wow. My wife, Hannah. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. January.
Congratulations.
January Steve is elite. I don't know what she's talking about. I come back fired up for the new year. And really, December Steve can get a little rough at times. But I think January Steve's pretty good. He's fired up. And ready to attack the new year.
I guess I just feel like we're behind. We haven't really even put up our holiday decorations yet this weekend.
At home?
My plan to do so. So I feel like everything's going fast.
That makes sense.
Haven't gotten to where I need to get to, so like the calendar is ticking by, and it's like
that's okay.
Come on, we gotta get moving here because before you know it, it's gonna be Christmas, and like, oh, where did the time go? So Hannah that's where I'm coming from.
Hannah says he breaks up with me every year in January. Yeah, when that, like 10 years ago, we're married now. I do not break up with you in January. I don't know what she's talking about. Let me drag her for a minute.
Like we go to fantasy camp, you break up.
Yeah, break up. Hey, I'm single for the week, just so you know. Actually, not the worst idea you've ever had, Paulie. Let's float this trial separation. I don't know, January 17th? How about that? And then we'll talk about it when I get home, see if we want to continue. Ben and me and Paul out at Explicit. Just having a ball. No, actually, I'm single. I'm separated. That's why I don't wear a ring.
What's going to happen with all that.
Yeah, don't give me any ideas. Let me tell you about this woman, by the way, if you'd be so kind. So a couple nights ago, I've been making healthy dinners every night for the kids, and they've been eating them, and it makes me feel like super dad. And they eat them all, the veggies, the fruits, the protein, and I'm elated. So she said, man, I'm so proud of them. I've got some leftover chocolate chip cookie dough, and I'm going to make, you know, the little Nestle's Toll House cookies. She makes them real small. Like, I'm talking the size of maybe like a silver dollar. So she puts them out. I'm walking by. I went, oh, God. Oh, yes. So I go over with Taylor and Bo, and we just start popping them in our mouth. They're bite size, okay? So we eat like let's say there's 15 cookies. We eat like 10 of them. Between the three of us, she comes over. This is on Tuesday night, and she's livid because we've crushed all these cookies. But, you know, dumb us, we thought our wife and mother were making us cookies, right? So last night, I see her with her back to everyone after the kitchen's already cleaned up, and then I'm going the other room to watch the Aztecs game, and I go, I smell... That's chocolate chip cookies. I smell chocolate chip cookies again. So I walk in, looking for the plate. Nothing. I open up drawers and cabinets. Nothing. I go to the microwave, where sometimes she'll hide food, and in the oven. Nothing. I sit there for a second, and I go, Bo goes, yeah, where are those? I smell those. I go, yeah, me too. So Hannah walks in. I go, did you make cookies? She goes, uh-huh. I go, where are they? She goes, they're in the freezer. And I go, oh. So I walk over to the freezer. Oh, she goes, no. Those are for me. And I go, excuse me? She goes, yeah, those are for me only. I go, you made chocolate. What kind of wife and mother makes chocolate chip cookies for herself? Bo, on my children. Bo looked at me and goes, drag her on the air tomorrow. And I go, I will. I will drag her on the air tomorrow. That is my 6-year-old that told me to drag his mother on the air tomorrow.
Definitely not 50s TV mom behavior.
Exactly. You ever see June Cleaver make a dinner, sit down and just eat it by herself? Ward, the Beaver, who's the kid down the street? Wally. Wally's the
Eddie
brother.
Haskell.
Eddie Haskell comes over for dinner. What's for dinner? I don't know. I made myself pot roast. You guys fend for yourselves. I was in stitches, dude. Bo, literally, just like this, he goes, drag her on the air tomorrow. And I go, oh, my God. Oh, my
now,
God.
Now, when you had fist bump, when you had all the little cookies, did you eat them all and not save her any?
So no, she felt like I told you. There was like 4 or 5 left.
Okay.
And it says, Beaver didn't eat all the cookies the night before. Leslie says, make your own damn cookies. Fine. I can. But I thought it was a really nice. But to make cookies for just you, man, it just feels wrong.
See, now I prefer one big cookie.
Bro, I don't know.
Because later when someone asks, what did you have? I just had one cookie. You now have to say, I had 10 chocolate chip cookies. You sound like...
They're this small. They're so small.
Yeah, you can say that. But.
Oh, they're so good. They were hot, fresh, out of the oven. She didn't burn them or anything. They were just perfect. So you eat one, and you go, well, I mean, I can have another one because they're the size of a quarter. So I eat another one. Bo's like, I want one here. Here, Bo, Taylor, take one. And I'm just I'm pounding them at this point. I mean, at this point, it's like sport. I'm just throwing them down. And then she took the leftover cookie dough and then made herself cookie. So you know what I did? I had a yogurt instead, which is probably a better option for me last night. But she is, I mean, that is truly, truly unbelievable. You know, in my home also, she has special ice that she won't let me use. I can't use it.
Ice.
Special ice.
Yes.
It's not just frozen water.
No, it's special ice.
How is the ice like special?
THC ice?
No, it's not infused with anything. So
its own special shape.
So she has these little trays. They're little tiny cubes. We have the thing where you can go up to the fridge, crank the deal, right?
Cubed or crushed.
Cubed or crushed. Here's the only problem with that. That's not connected to my beloved EcoWater.
It's not.
It's not. The fridge is not. So we get our water from our EcoWater tap. So she takes her special little trays, and she makes little trays of ice with the EcoWater, puts it in. She likes the small cubes. So I go in one day to fill up old faithful water jug here.
You don't want to taint it and, with, right, non-EcoWater
with non-EcoWater ice.
Water ice.
So I like reach my hand in there and get some ice or the scoop or whatever, and she flips her wig. And I go, I looked at her, I go, what, are you serious? She goes, no, I make that ice for me. I just shook my head. I was like, you know what? When you get married, I was under the assumption when you get married that you share things. That maybe, call me crazy. I remember when we got married by the jailhouse minister, he said something to the effect of, you know, you're one now. What's yours is her, vice versa, right? Am I mistaken here?
Yes.
Did I sign a faulty document when I signed that? Because I was under the assumption that if you had ice, I could use some of your ice, being that we're married.
Share in each other's bounty.
That's exact. I mean, yes. Right. Share in each other's bounty.
I live by the phrase, what's mine is yours,
and what's yours is yours. She says, I'm a middle child. Leave me alone. Yeah. The old middle child, which is exactly why I won't have three kids. Because then guess who turns into the middle child? Taylor, who's already a nightmare. So it is, I mean, my house is a war zone. It is a war. You come in equipped for battle from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 7:30 at night. You better be ready for battle every night. Cookies, you're fending for yourself, you're making your own meals.
What's your policy on a re-gifting / slightly used merchandise? Because I've got a countertop ice maker that sounds perfect for you. You can just load it up with EcoWater, and you'll have a nice, you know, full stock of EcoWater ice without having to fill those little trays every time. Because trays are kind of a nightmare.
They're a beating.
To have to fill.
Which is why I think.
Balance them as you're kind of carrying them into the fridge.
Hands,
your hand starts to shake. Because you're over 40 years old and that's what happens. A little countertop ice maker for you.
I'll take it.
You have room. You have room. You have a pretty big kitchen.
Okay, let's say this.
Sleek. It's black.
Okay.
Yeah.
Save that. I want it. But I don't want it as my Christmas gift.
I was like, crap.
It's good merchandise.
We'll
Dang it.
We will take it off your hands, but I don't want that to be my gift.
Right, I will bring it to you, and I will get you something else for Christmas as well.
How big is it?
It's like a toast, like a big toaster size.
Okay, and yeah. You fill it with EcoWater.
Yeah.
And then the ice comes out.
Yeah, the ice. It'll be EcoWater ice.
All right. Well, let's. How about this for the new rule? That's mine. That's mine.
Your
and that's mine. That's mine and mine alone.
Maker.
Yes. Yeah. I will fill it. I will clean it. I will do all the things.
I guess
necessary.
It depends on who I gift it to. Both of you,
no,
or just you?
Me. Just me. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Maybe I'll give it to Taylor as a
a gift,
an olive branch, a peace offering.
He would love it.
Taylor's ice maker.
He would absolutely love it.
Ad while like scrolling Instagram, might have been Temu. I don't know, but it was a little ice maker, countertop ice maker, probably similar to what Ben was describing, and it makes the I think they called it like the Chick-fil-A ice, the little spheres, the little tiny balls,
elite ice,
so good. But I'm like, there's no way this actually works. If it does work, it works one time, and then you have a piece of junk on your counter.
I found the other day, I was going into the cabinets, I was looking for the Nutribullet, because I was going to make a shake. Because I haven't been eating my vegetables. I'm much better at drinking my vegetables than I am actually eating them. So I put a handful of spinach in, some protein, a couple of dates, banana, milk, and I crushed the, and I could... I it makes me so happy. It's a little sweet. It's got the protein, everything I need, my veggies. It's delicious. Best shake I've ever had. So I'm looking for the Nutribullet. Can't find it. So I open up the top cabinet where it might be, and we have a soda streaming machine that has never been used. I mean, I go, what is this doing here?
I don't think anyone's ever has.
I think everyone has bought one. They thought it was a great idea, and then they've used it once. You're like, you know what? This actually tastes like ass, so I'm not going to do this anymore. Oh, you can add little flavors of cherry and grape.
You can buy a pallet of soda at Costco. It's pretty easy.
Dude.
I
go, put this outside. Put this outside by the curb and see if anybody even takes it. Because I promise you, everybody else in our neighborhood, they also have one sitting up in a counter that they have, or in a cabinet that they have never effing used in their life.
Like CO2 cartridges for this thing? I don't know.
Yeah. I got to put CO2 in this. By the way, carbonated water tastes like death, so nobody wants it. It doesn't matter what you spruce it up with. You know what makes it taste better? Coca-Cola. Put Coca-Cola in it, and now we're talking. But, man, yeah, it's a trip. Somebody said that me and the kids should go on strike because of the cookies. We're very mad about the cookies. So, Bo, great idea for me to have drag your mom on the air today. Thanks for letting me know. Otherwise, I wouldn't have. But she's something else, man. Something else.
All right, we will get going here with our menu setting when we come back. I will tell you, we were beginning our Ben and Woods Wrapped. We were talking about our Spotify Wraps yesterday. Ben and Woods Wrapped is our look back at the entire year, month by month, with some of our favorite moments, and hopefully your favorite moments as well. All the mileage may vary on that, but we'll start in the month of January.
We're starting with a couple of pretty good ones today.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. January is an elite month for content.
Feels like if you missed anything this year, this is a chance to catch up. If you heard every single moment of the show this year, hopefully you'll enjoy listening to it again, because we usually do as well. So that's a little taste of what's coming up. We'll check traffic with Kelly Danick, and then off and running Throwback Thursday with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tier ones to the program will often hear Woods in the middle of a segment after I've said something completely innocuous. Go under his breath. Save that.
Polly, save that. Let's see.
Because
last time I saved something for Ben. This was just yesterday.
We talked earlier this year about raw dogging flights.
Whoa.
I didn't alter that. You said that.
Before a key word there.
That is.
Flights.
You said it, my friend.
Say it again. I'm going to hear it one more time, just to make sure I don't hear any edits.
We talked earlier this year about raw dogging.
Yeah. That's,
doesn't that sound mean, like I might be continuing that sentence somewhere?
Nope. Not at all, actually.
Just very, very, just very adult, I guess. by the way, did you get a call after the show?
I did not.
Oh. Guess that's just reserved for me.
I don't reciprocate that often. You don't hear me going, save that. Every once in a while, I'll hear a good one, but I rely on Paulie's ears.
Well, you don't listen. So, I mean, usually it'd be tough for you because you're not an active listener.
In that last segment, Paulie caught a really, really good one.
I did.
I'm walking by. I went, oh, God. Oh, yes.
Out of context, Woods is funny, too.
Out of context, Woods is really funny.
God, that could go so many different directions.
That, of course, was about the smell of chocolate chip cookies in your kitchen.
Really?
Let me hear it one more time.
I'm walking by. I went, oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, man. Sounds like some college parties I was at, by the way. Holy smokes.
As we set the menu, Just to reinforce that clip that we just heard, I've got tickets to give away, including tickets to this Saturday's San Diego State USD basketball game.
Nice.
At Viejas Arena. You know it's going to be rockin'. So the next time you hear that clip of Woods talking
I'm
about...
I'm walking by this one. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Well, I really
so
like that.
So the next time after that. So don't call now, but the next time could be... anytime between now and the end of the show, when you hear that, call 833-288-0973, and you can win a pair of tickets to Aztec's Toreros
nice.
This Saturday at Viejas Arena.
Hey, man, that is a fun, fun basketball team to watch.
And we will talk about last night's game, conference opener at Fresno State. Kind of an ugly start, a weird game, but a win for San Diego State nonetheless as they... as they get it done on the road, anytime you go on the road and win in the Mountain West, you're happy with the result.
100%.
And turned out to be a pretty good night. College basketball was interesting last night. We can talk about what's going on. Starting to get into the final days here before baseball's winter meetings. Saw a preview piece from, I think it was Jeff Passan and Buster Olney this morning about what they expect to happen next week. So we'll talk a little bit about that. The Juan Soto sweepstakes appear to be winding down. I mean, we don't know for sure, but... all the indications are Soto will have a decision soon, maybe even before the winter meetings start. We just don't know what team he's going to select.
Winter meetings kick off on Monday?
Monday,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Our Sammy Levitt's going to be out there. May already have a deal in place for Juan Soto. He's said to be eliminating teams. I don't know how that process works. I think of like the TV show Chopped, where lifts up the cloche and... New York Yankees, you've been chopped.
You've been chopped.
And, you know, they or move like on the, who's left.
Or like the Bachelorette or the Bachelor.
Out.
Yeah.
They, you know, this rose.
This
you,
rose.
Don't, you don't get a rose and you're out of the sweepstakes. So
I do wonder, and if and we'll all follow. What is that I hear in the background? I heard something. Little voices in my head. We will be following along this weekend because, again, some of those reports coming out saying he's going to make his decision even as early as this weekend, but you know what's coming, right? Friday, Saturday afternoon, there will be a mystery team that has just entered the fracas to go and get Juan Soto. And that's the Boris playbook.
There is almost always a mystery team. We haven't heard one yet.
Always a mystery team that's going to come in and be under the radar. Hey, it could be the San Diego Padres, Ben, for all you know.
Well, I mean, it's every team's the mystery team.
That's right.
I don't think they ever identify.
Oh, they never tell
team.
You who
it's
it is.
It's just always out there.
Yeah.
We'll play a little real or fake on a Throwback Thursday. Chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas. We've had nothing but ties this week and take on Woods. I promise you we won't have a tie in real or fake. It'll be a win or a loss today at 7:10. Don't do this at 7:20 and then our Ben and Woods wrapped at 7:35 as we start our look back month by month. So if we've timed this correctly... 12 shows left this year,
yep.
12 months in the year. So January through November, and then in December we'll have our, obviously, extravaganza on the last day of the year. We can't really look back at December. We haven't even done December yet.
Sure.
So that's how it's going to work, but we'll take a look back at some of our favorite moments from the first month of 2024. Paulie's got that set up. That's a do not miss segment, I think, every single day.
So much fun.
So keep in mind for that. In the second half of the program, more tickets to give away. We got Shane Gillis, comedian. We've been giving away those all week long. Our Rindle Report, some more baseball talk, and our NFL threesome as we get ready to start week 14 with a big game tonight. We'll take a look ahead. We'll have that for you here on 97.3 The Fan.
But good maybe one tonight.
Maybe the best Thursday night matchup or one of the best ones you've ever really seen. Packers like 9-3, Lions 11-1.
There's been a few Thursday night games this year.
I feel
that
like Thursday's been almost on par with Monday night.
Yeah,
maybe even a little better.
Traditionally,
sometimes.
Thursday night, terrible.
Yeah, it's
a bad matchup. Yeah. You already know you're not going to get great, I don't want to say great efforts, because it's not their fault. They're on a short week.
Yeah, they're beat.
It's tough.
Yeah.
But when you get like just crappy teams already playing on Thursday, you're like, I have no interest. They've been good matchups.
Tonight should be really fun.
Hopefully. Sometimes the quality of football on Thursday suffers even with good teams playing, but this is an important game. Your playoff positioning, divisional race, two big rivals meeting in Detroit, and we'll talk about that and more in our football.
I'm walking by. I went, oh, God. Oh, yes.
Okay, really? Wow, all
just
right,
like that.
There it is, just like that. And then we will wrap things up and head to Annie and Elston at 10 o'clock this morning. But when we come back... Magoon is the name, and it's one that I think college basketball aware of outside of San Diego pretty soon if he has more games like last night against Fresno State for the San Diego State Aztecs. That was quite the performance by the seven-footer. We'll talk a little college basketball when we return with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Paul, you don't have much patience. You just went with the sounder right away at the end of that segment, and we had Bryson call in and win the San Diego State tickets to take on USD this Saturday night. Congratulations, Bryson, for paying attention.
About to talk San Diego State. Great win last night.
That is true.
Why not give away the tickets to their next game while right before we talk about it?
All right, fair enough.
I'm walking by. I went, oh, God. Oh, yes.
Is it better if I just start with the...
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's better. That's a better drop.
Works for anything, really.
I mean, I guess. Do it again. Oh, God. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Woods, what did you think of Magoon Gwath's performance last night against Fresno State?
Oh, yes. We're also worse without the sniff. It's very multi-layered, that new drop.
It's a hell of a drop.
It is a hell of a drop.
Wow. Well, it was a hell of a performance
last night,
and we will get into a little San Diego State basketball and more college hoops right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football. Hey, San Diego sports fans, head to your local Buffalo Wild Wings. Try their new maple chipotle sauce for rich maple sweetness and a mild smoky chipotle heat, or for a bit of kick, check out the new Cajun sauce with a rich blend of spicy and tangy peppers. Stop by your San Diego B-dubs or order for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings Go. So it was already a pretty good night for San Diego State basketball before the game even started. I turned the game on early. It was on FS1. And the game right before that was Creighton hosting number one undefeated Kansas.
Yeah.
And when I turned it on, I looked, oh, Creighton's up by like 9 points.
I did the double take because I turned it on at probably the exact same time as you, and I went, well, that can't be.
And then I thought I made the mistake of tweeting about it. I thought, well, you know, Aztecs fans might be interested in flipping over to see what happens. And as soon as I did, Kansas went on a run and cut the lead to three. And I go, oh, I messed that up for the Aztecs. Sorry, because a win for Creighton, obviously, after they beat the Blue Jays last week in Las Vegas, would be good for San Diego State's metrics. The teams that you beat, that they beat, you get credit for that in the net rankings and the KenPom. That all gets factored into strength of schedule. So, but, you know, they started pulling away and ended up winning by 13. So before the Aztecs even played, their metrics took a big jump with Creighton's win last night over number one Kansas. And then the Aztecs take the floor and apparently, they forgot how to play basketball, at least offensive basketball, for 5 minutes as they start the game with no points. I think for 4 minutes and 45 seconds through the first media timeout, they are scoreless.
Unbelievable.
Against Fresno State.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Fresno State was putting on an offensive display either. I mean, no. it was a Mason's convention the first 3 minutes
they had
of
like
the game.
Two.
It was ugly. I mean, it was clang, 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 hitting off the front of the rim.
It was 0-0 with 3 minutes in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think Fresno State hit a three.
Yeah.
And it was 3-0 until 5 minutes in.
It was just clang, clang. But, you know, the fun part about that first 4 or 5 minutes was the defense was, yes, there were some ugly shots. There were some shots that, you know, everyone looked a little cold. But the blocks on both ends of the floor, the rebounding on both ends of the floor, it was like, it was actually kind of fun watching both teams just race back and swat balls away in the paint. It was pretty cool.
So it was still pretty low scoring through most of the half. Aztecs, you know, managed to take a small lead. And then in the last few minutes before halftime, no one else is making any shots. So the big guy, the 7 foot freshman, Magoon Gwath, who is, you know, we were told has a pretty decent 3 point stroke, but we haven't seen it. I think it was one for six or something this season from long range, has an opportunity, fires one up, and I think, all right, no one else is making it, and knocks it down. All right, not bad. So then either the next time down the court or two times down the court after that, it's on the 3 point line again. All right, let's see it again. And boom, hits another one. And then third time up, this one's in transition. Like they're fast breaking, and he just pulls up. And I go, a heat check, and
feeling
boom.
It.
Again, 3 for 3 from three-point land for a guy who also is leading the nation in blocked shots. Now, there's a combination you don't see very often. Yeah, you expect a seven-footer to lead the nation in block shots. You expect a little guard to lead the nation in three-point shooting. But the guy that can make threes from long range at 7 feet is dangerous. But what really impressed me about Magoon Gouaf yesterday was he didn't get three-point happy. I think he only took one the rest of the game. He started crashing the boards, putbacks, did some, you know, dribble moves. It was by far his best offensive performance. Did in his very first collegiate road game last night and finished with a career-high 25 points at the end of the night, 10 rebounds as well.
Double-double.
A couple more block shots, and it was a breakout performance for a guy that we've been hearing about and seeing some, you know, some good things definitely. But this was a next-level performance that caught the attention, I promise you, of, you know, media teams and coaches around the country of what San Diego State may have in store for the next, hopefully, you know, at least 2 or 3 years. Who knows how long, you know, it's college basketball now. So hopefully he's got a couple of years at San Diego State. But that was pretty impressive last night.
Yeah, I like what Dutch said, quoted after the game. I don't get too stressed because I know what it is on the road. As much as I wanted to be up 10 at halftime, they hit a three that bounced back, went in at the buzzer. That's Mountain West basketball. You were tweeting or texting the same thing, Ben. You know, typical road start to a Mountain West game. It's the ability to stay the course, to stick with your game plan and continue to be aggressive. And that's what the Aztecs do. And even the best player on Fresno State, what was his name? Michael Robinson had 20 points last night. He goes, we kind of took our foot off the gas. The Aztecs really don't do that, man. They don't do that. They really stay aggressive and play aggressive and stick to their game plan, man. And they're, again, I'll say it every week, really fun, exciting team to watch.
And what's different about this San Diego State team is we've seen other Aztecs teams go into long offensive slumps. It's almost a signature of San Diego State.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 4 minutes without scoring?
That's standard.
I mean, that clock they put up, like, minutes since last basket is pretty much a must-have if you're a TV producer and you know you got an Aztecs game. Hey, make sure we got that clock ready for minutes made since last points for San Diego State and their opponent because the defense does the same thing. What was different, though, is despite not scoring for 5 minutes, so that's one-eighth of the game is gone and you haven't scored. An eighth of the game is over. They still ended up with 84 points. At the end of the night.
84 points covered easily.
And won by 22. 84 to 62 was the final. Yeah, 12 and a half spread. Won easily by 22. Game got really sloppy in the second half. Part of that was Fresno State starting to press, and the Aztecs shredded the press. It was dunk, you know, layup. But then San Diego State started slacking off a little bit defensively, and Fresno would just drive for an easy layup. And then they go back to the other end, and San Diego State would try for an alley-oop, and then another one, and Fresno State kind of got wise to that and started knocking them away, but it was a little bit of playground ball for a while in the second half. And it doesn't really matter. They win the game. That's all Dutch cares about when it's a conference game, especially on the road. And the Mountain West is always tough. I mean, last night, you know, New Mexico, who's considered to be one of the, you know, top teams this year in the Mountain West, they barely beat San Jose State at home. That was at the Pit by 5, 82-77. It was close throughout. Utah State, undefeated, barely beat Wyoming, 70-67. So those wins, anytime you get them in conference play, even if it's against a lower half team like Fresno State is, you don't turn your nose up on any of them.
Especially 22-point wins. You know what I mean? And I think people are going to start taking more notice of this team. They got to continue to play really well. Next game is the USD game on Saturday.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know how much that will do for them ranking-wise, but they got to just handle business right now.
Yeah, Miles Byrd wasn't, you know, didn't light up the scoreboard, but 9 points, 10 rebounds.
Bro, still all over the place. Yeah, working his tail off. What a stud.
B.J. Davis, 13 points, 7 rebounds. I thought what was interesting in the first half, Gouaf had 11. But Farrell Compton had 5. Taj DeGourville had 2. 18 of San Diego's 29 points. San Diego State's 29 points in the first half were scored by freshmen.
Yeah.
So the program, you know, after going to the championship game and the Sweet 16, you thought, well, you might need a year or so to rebuild. Program seems like it's on very good footing right now.
Yeah, so far so good.
The only thing I saw Aztecs fans worrying about was, are they going to be able to keep guys like Magoon Gouaf and Farrell Compton going forward the new NIL reality. If Kansas or Kentucky comes calling.
I literally the other day was looking through Twitter, and it was like, oh my God, Lamont Butler in transition. What a superstar this guy is. And one of the Aztecs fans tweeted, like, he was always a superstar. Just people start to take notice because you're playing at where is he? Kentucky.
They lost last night, two nights ago. To Clemson.
But yeah, man, I mean, I think that's the fear of every single college coach out there. As great as it is right now, you know, these guys could be playing at Gonzaga next year. You just have no idea.
You know, hopefully the Players Era Festival, that's $1 million, well, $1,150,000 into the NIL coffers. You divide that up on a basketball team, you think about that. That's probably $100,000
yeah.
right there to keep Magoon. They're going back next year, maybe for even more money, you know. That's at least some incentives to stick around. And I would be nervous about leaving Dutch in a program where I'm having success
100%.
After just one season to go after the riches. I'm not saying that if it's life-changing money, you turn it down, but there's also the possibility that you could do it after your sophomore year,
yep.
or you can go to the pros and start making big money that way. And Magoon Gwath is still have, I mean, there's a lot of room to improve in his game. He's not a finished product. We just saw a lot closer to what you kind of dreamed on him being last night with that performance against Fresno State.
Fun player to watch on a team full of fun players to watch.
Yeah.
So inspiring.
It's been a good couple of weeks of college basketball. Duke beat number 2, Auburn, 84-78 last night. Not really an upset when you're Duke and you're playing at home, even against the number 2 team in the country. I don't know who was favored. I got to imagine it was pretty close. But Duke got that win. So, I mean, the number 1 team loses. The number 2 team lost. The number 4 team lost the night before. The number 5 team lost last night.
Chaos. Early
chaos
already.
So you got a lot of early chaos. And, you know, the Aztecs metrics did go up in the net. We were talking about how they were 60th. I think they went up to 43rd already today. Partly because they're winning, but largely because Creighton beat Kansas
no
last
doubt.
Night. So they're back kind of, all right, that's a good sign that they're moving up in the metrics.
Good. Yeah, it definitely on the right track.
San Diego State, USD on Saturday. You know, these are all dangerous games in that, you know, USD's season would be made if they win that game entirely. They're going in and saying, all we have to do is win one game, and our season's like made if we can upset San Diego State.
So San Diego State started conference play last night, and now they're off for 3 weeks.
End of December. It's weird. It's, you know, it's this new complete round robin where you play everybody twice. They just don't have enough weeks in the season to fit in. You can play 2 games a week, essentially. You get a midweek game and a Saturday game. But if you started where you normally do, you'd run out of time before the end of the season in the conference tournament. So you got to squeeze at least one in and before, you know, the middle of December, just so you can get them all in before the end of the year.
All right.
Not Dutch's favorite, I don't think, but he got his win. Sit on that 1-0 record for the next 3 weeks in Mountain West play.
Yep.
Have a road win in hand. It turned out to be not a bad thing for San Diego State.
Yeah, great win last night.
All right, we will turn our attention to baseball coming up here. I want to talk about Juan Soto before we get to real or fake. I do want to mention, though, did you see Jake Cronenworth yesterday? He was elected.
You texted this. I did not see this.
So, yeah, they announced that 8 new players were elected to the Major League Baseball Players Association Executive Subcommittee. So that's the baseball union, the players union. And then you have certain players who take more of a leadership role inside the union when it comes to, you know, big issues, you know, guiding other players. If there ever comes down to like a vote on, you know, a work stoppage or whatever, these are the guys that are going to be shaping baseball's, you know, labor policy from the players' side for the next at least 2 years to come. I think it's a 2-year term.
He's the representative.
And Jake is one of the representatives on that committee. Every team has one or even 2 representatives, like to the union, that they come back. And when you have your union meeting, you go see your union rep, you know, in the shop. It's not exactly like working at a steel mill, but you have in baseball, you have one of your players as your union rep. And if you have any questions that involve, you know, like a potential labor issue, you can go to your union rep and then he'll go talk to Tony Clark or, you know, whoever in the, you know, in the union office that, that you need to hook up with to have your issue settled. So Jake's the guy for the Padres, but this is now taking him up to kind of the next level. Ooh. Where you're on the executive subcommittee. Tarek Skubal was one of them. Paul Skeens was already voted to the executive subcommittee.
Paul Skeens.
Pretty nice. I mean, you know, that shows a lot of respect for a player so young that they would think that highly of him, that they want him helping represent the entire union on big matters of labor issues.
Or is it rookie hazing?
Could be that as well.
You're going to go to these meetings, buddy.
I mean, it's a, you know, there is extra work involved for players.
100%.
Meetings, Zooms. I think they go right now. They had a meeting in Arizona where they get together. And, you know, a lot of players probably don't spend a lot of time thinking about this. Hey,
yeah.
I'm a ball player. Just tell me, you know, tell me what I need to do. Tell me what my union dues are, how this works. And they just kind of put their head down and go. But there are other players who take that responsibility seriously, you know, protecting the interests of the collective of the group and looking out for the future interests of baseball players as well. And Jake is one of those guys who does that, you know, in the San Diego Padres.
I want to ask him about it at spring training.
I'm curious.
I'm curious too.
He certainly seems like someone who fits the mold.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say so. You would be ours, by the way.
Probably.
Yeah, you would be ours. You don't want me in there.
Although, you know, I'm always sympathetic to management. So
oh,
you
my
may
God,
not,
actually,
you may
right.
not want me to be the union rep.
Ben comes back to us, Paulie, yeah. Sits down, and he goes, hey, listen. I know you're going to be upset, but
we gave away the farm.
Our salary has been cut in half, and no more vacations. So,
but. We have a five-hour show now.
But we have a five-hour show, yeah. He is the most level-headed of the bunch, for sure. Way more level-headed than you or I. Way more.
Yep.
But also will grab his ankles much quicker than the rest of us. Much quicker. This guy. Every time that there's like a beef, he's like, well, I mean, I kind of understand.
I'm a conciliator. I'd be the good guy who goes between the two sides, you know, gets him
like
into the room
mediator.
Together. A mediator, yeah.
Yeah.
Gets them both in the same room, find some common ground. Hey, I know you guys disagree here, but what about, you know, here I think there's some common ground that you can share.
Mediation is fine. I don't want you in there without me or Paulie.
I don't,
because again, we come out and we're like, so what'd you get us? He's like, way less.
You and me just pacing.
Pacing,
outside,
yeah, smoking cigarettes out there. Like,
no,
where is he?
That ain't happening.
Yeah, he's like, way less. I got us way less.
And, you know,
and more years, though, but way less money.
This is a big issue. The current CBA expires, I believe, 2 years from yesterday.
Wow.
So
he's going to have his work cut out from the next couple
of years.
So for
his entire term, that's going to be what's kind of looming is, you know, a potential work stoppage, a lockout.
All right. I want to ask him about it. I can't wait for spring training.
Jake's the guy for those issues for the next
Look
couple
at that
of
guy.
Years.
That's nice. Good for him.
All right. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Juan Soto sweepstakes, play a little real or fake coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.